Howard Zemsky was so far at the top. He not only was number one, but he was number one among all three groups. He was the favorite among the business community, the favorite among the sector, I should say, the business sector, favorite among the community sector, favorite among the business sector. It wasn't just a matter of the Larkin building. The Larkin has given him a lot of attention, but there was a lot of talk of just this man having vision, a man who was viewed as someone who not just had ideas for the city, but for the entire region. There were a lot of comments that he listening to people, you know, no matter who it is, he listens, is what a lot of people said. And people seem to appreciate him for that. So he was definitely number one. And then second was Congressman Higgins. And we thought it was interesting. Congressman Higgins, you know, he's been in office for a while, and he's done a fair number of things. But everyone talked about the waterfront. He has become Mr. Waterfront for this area.
So it's a mix of the movers and shakers and politicians together. What surprised you? Because Carol Palladino and the mayor did not rate as well in that list. They weren't as high.
Higgins was the only politician who got sort of rave reviews. Generally, politicians were just midland. The mayor, as well as the county executive, were, I think, ranked 9th, 10th. The other politicians fell even lower. Toward the bottom of the list, you mentioned Carl Palladino. Carl was 20th out of 25. And Carl, the leadership survey indicated how polarizing he sometimes is viewed in our community. So he generally didn't do well. But there was a group of people, I think it was 8 to 10%, who ranked him their favorites within the top five. Toward the very bottom, you had 24th, was Steve Casey, the deputy mayor, who is just viewed as purely politics. Over again and again, we were told he cares about politics and nothing else. He's just not viewed as being someone who cares about the community or who even cares about the city hall workforce. He's just viewed as this political operative of the mayor. And at the very bottom was Phil Remore, which was very interesting. It's not just a view of Phil Remore. It's a representative of how important the leadership is viewing the situation and the concern they're showing for the situation in the Buffalo Public Schools. And Phil Remore, because he's been there, I would guess, since 1981, has been there through at least five, maybe six superintendents. He's viewed as the face of it. He's viewed as an obstructionist who has gotten in the way of everything that various superintendents have tried to do. And we have a school system now where, I guess, 54% of the kids don't graduate. And the leadership is so concerned with the effect on the children, but also the larger effect of that on the city and on the county.